Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
What a joy to see you all here to celebrate Jesus' resurrection. And I am so thankful for the last few days, Monday, Thursday, when we celebrated Jesus giving the new commandment that we should love one another as he loves us. He washed his disciples' feet, and in the beautiful tenebrae service after that, and the choir sang so beautifully. Then on Good Friday, the seven last words from the cross and the darkening of the church. It was beautiful. And our new Easter banner, the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. And Dawn made this by hand. Alleluia, the celebration of the risen Christ. And Dawn put them both up. Appreciate that. And all the wonderful people who contributed to our wonderful Easter brunch right after the service. And we're going to have mimosas, thanks to Dara, with champagne. So you have a lot to look forward to. So this is a beautiful, now look at the flowers everybody gave here. This is wonderful. So you're here, dressed nicely with your family and friends. Sometimes, some of you are first-time visitors. And you're here to celebrate Easter. So what do you expect? A normal Easter celebration? Same old, Jesus is risen, let's have a chocolate bunny and go home, you know? Is that what you think? Is that what it appears to be? Well, I want to tell you, appearances can be deceiving. Actually, you've entered a whole new dimension of sight and sound. It is dimension as vast as space and infinity, and as close to you as your heart. It is a dimension called the Easter Zone. Welcome to the Easter Zone. And I am your host, Pastor Fred, and I welcome you. And I want you to enter the Easter Zone, but before you enter the Easter Zone, you have to have a sense of laughter and joy and life about you. You can't be the frozen, chosen city. That's why you were Southern Baptist. We wouldn't be having, yeah, pray it, amen, amen. You're back and forth. Okay, well, we'll try it anyway. Let's get you happy. Okay. What's the dentist's favorite hymn? Crown him with many crowns, yes. What's the lawyer's favorite hymn? Just as I am without one plea. What do you get when you pour hot water down a rabbit hole? Hot cross bunnies. Okay, how many Luthers does it take to change a light bulb? Change? What do you mean change? Okay, I think you're ready to enter the Easter Zone. You've got the passport. It is a time of joy. I mean, our daffodils are out, and I saw a bunny today in our backyard, and squirrels, and the flowers are coming up. It seems like all creation is shouting for joy today. It's a wonderful day to celebrate. And then if we're having such a wonderful day, and Luther said, every blade of grass, every flower, every leaf, proclaims the wonder of resurrection and Easter. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Okay, we're getting there. We're getting there. Maybe after a few mimosas, we'll even get there more. So if there's so much joy and laughter and beauty of today, so what's with the women? What's with the women? They seem so sad. I mean, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome. Not much joy here. A lot of amazement and fear here. I mean, St. Mark tells us after the young man in white proclaimed he is risen, he's not here, and the stone was rolled away from the tomb, what did they do? They fled from the tomb for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Well, obviously, they eventually said something to somebody. We wouldn't be here today. But maybe Mark's telling us something else about the Easter Zone. There is joy and there's love and laughter, but there's also fear and terror to teach us something else about this Easter zone. You see, resurrected life is not what we expect it to be. I mean, if you really took time to meditate on what this day is all about, and you look deeply, it is joyful, but it's also pretty scary, because it shows a dynamic love and life and energy that overpowers us and is more than we expect. You know, these faithful ladies stayed with Jesus all through the horror of his passion. You know, the men took off. Peter denied him 3 times. But these ladies were there. They were with Jesus as he suffered 6 hours on that cross. They saw him die. They saw them take the dead corpse off the cross and put it in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. They saw death. They expected death. Don't we? What do we say, especially this time of year? There's only 2 things you can count on, right? Death and taxes. Yeah. That's it. That's all we say, you know. And we say, oh, what about Jesus? Well, he died for our sins. Yeah, we expect death. We expect death. I mean, even our beautiful dandelions, not dandelions, what do they call them? Daffodils. Yeah, same thing. They really came out in full force 2 weeks ago, but now they're dying. A newborn baby is a joy, and to see that baby grow and the curiosity, like we're watching our grandson get a coin, and he's starting to say, apple. Apple. He's starting to say little words. He saw a picture of a monkey and he said, mummy. Mummy didn't appreciate that too much, but yeah. He's starting to say words, and everything is new and exciting. He moves around. But we do know that, and hopefully that young baby or any baby we know will grow and have a long life. But eventually what happens? The baby will die. You and I will eventually die. But we're saying today that, yeah, Jesus died. We knew that. But we say God raised him from the dead. That's something new. He lives. Life is precious. Life is reverence. Life is wonderful. Life is eternal, we're saying today. The Spirit today, we're saying that there is a joy, there is a victory in his life that goes beyond death. He died, he rose, and he will come again. Well, what's that like? I mean, practically, what's that like for us? I mean, we can believe a doctrine, but where does it touch your heart? Where does it touch your experience? Well, I came across this story about a hospital in New York, and they made a very simple, the nurses made a very simple but unusual discovery. They were in the nursery, newborn babies. Some were nice and sleeping, and some were crying. They woke up the other ones, they're all crying, and it was really a commotion. And they're trying to think, well, what can we do with all this commotion in the nursery? And one nurse had a beautiful idea. Let's play music over the intercom, and that will help soothe the baby. So they tried Johann Sebastian Bach's music. Wah. I said, okay, maybe not Bach. Okay, maybe not Bach. Oh, let's try Amadeus Mozart. Wah. The babies kept crying. I said, okay, well, let's try the music from Coco Melon. They played that music. Wah. It didn't work. And then one bright nurse had the idea. She said, why don't we tape the heartbeat of a mother and play that over the intercom? So they did. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. And the babies heard this. A miracle happened. They felt calm. They felt secure. They felt loved. And they fell asleep. The babies knew that familiar sound, the sound of the mother's heartbeat. Before they were even born, they knew that sound of security and love, and they trusted this sound, and it gave them peace. The sound of the heartbeat of the mother played like a light motif, like background music to their ears, and they relaxed and they fell asleep. And the old environment that kind of scared them, they saw it now in a whole new way, and they felt safe and secure. You know, we too have light motifs, background music to our lives, and we hear it. And it could be political, it could be ecological, it could be nuclear, it could be whatever. It's kind of back there. You hear it almost unconsciously, but it's there. However, modern psychologists and philosophers and social scientists have observed the knowledge that we must die is the preeminent background music that plays faintly and then sometimes more loudly in our ears, maybe 3 o'clock in the morning when it's quiet. It comes back to us. Oh yeah, we could try to escape it. Let's go shopping. Let's do the internet. Let's do drugs. Let's do go here, go there. We'll try to escape it. But it's always there in the background. It's there. And we know it's there. We're going to die. We're going to die. To overcome this, we need to hear a different background music, a different leitmotif. We need to listen for something new, more even than the heartbeat of the mother, something that is death proof from someone who died and rose again and now lives. We need to hear that. We need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to have today, that's what we celebrate. Welcome. Welcome to the Easter Zone. But I warn you, it's scary because you're going to see your environment in a whole new way. And it's going to seem upsetting and disorienting at times. But as you trust in the Holy Spirit, eventually you're going to see a joy and an energy you never experienced before. The risen Christ, hear the heartbeat of God. Boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Christ is risen. 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 Christ is risen from the dead. He lives. Welcome to the Easter Zone. And we can't contain it all on this Sunday. That's why the church gives us 40 days to celebrate the mystagogy, the mystery of the wonder of new life, eternal life in Jesus Christ. Welcome. Welcome to the Easter Zone, and the peace of God that passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our risen Lord. Amen. Amen.